Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
What's up?
I'm here.
Me
it's
too.
Saturday.
It is Saturday.
It's about halfway through.
God.
You still have a voice, it's which is impressive.
It is. I've taken to heart the fact that I like speaking
right.
after conventions.
Right.
So you can hear it. It's a little bit worse than it was yesterday, but it's not all the way dead yet.
There you go.
Now, I've heard some people say today is less busy than yesterday. Of course, we're here on Saturday.
It does kind of feel that way. I'll be honest.
Day 3 of New York Comic Con.
I think Scapegoat would agree with me that yesterday was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was. It did feel more crowded than today.
Which is really
weird.
It is really weird.
It is weird.
Well, do we think that the rain in some way played out?
Not really.
No, because it didn't last very long, and it's not raining right now.
Right, right.
So
it maybe just balanced the way that they come in, that kind of thing?
Maybe. That could be it. It could be a bit of balance. It could be that they came in on this end yesterday and they came in on the other end today.
Right, right.
Because Artist Alley was pretty busy.
Artist Alley was pretty packed, yeah.
Yeah, we made it down there. Well, me and Big Kev made it down there.
Yep.
Scapegoat today, mostly booth bound.
Indeed, booth bound.
But it sounds like
a horror movie. Booth bound.
It does, and what it involves is...
Colin Farrell and a guy with a sniper rifle.
There you go.
Oh my.
Just dodging the entire con.
There it is.
Trying to dodge scents.
Yep.
And con bags.
Ooh, a green arrow.
Yes, a lady green arrow.
Indeed. We have a new, we also have a new term.
So we have great cosplay. We have cosplaysy.
Right.
Which is if you wear two articles of a character, but you don't fucking put in any effort.
Right, no
two,
effort.
Two bits of a character.
Yeah, that's not okay. And we have also termed.
Coined.
Cosvenient.
Cosvenient.
And this is, for example, there was a fine gentleman dressed as Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
And he was just wearing a Vote for Pedro shirt. Now, normally we'd say, it's just a guy wearing his favorite t-shirt, or it's cosplaysy. However, the dude just happened to look like Napoleon Dynamite.
He happened to look like
a lot.
He
had the hair, like he had the glasses, like he looked like Hader. Isn't that kid's name?
Yeah, John
Bill Hader. Yeah.
No, it's not.
And,
Bill Hader's a different guy.
Bill Hader is a different guy. Yeah. John Hader, I believe.
John Hader is Napoleon Dynamite. He looked like the guy. So we called that cosvenient.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
I don't fault the guy for looking like
Napoleon
Dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
No.
It's but not his fault that it just fell in his lap that
way. Right.
And you know, and OG and I had a fantastic conversation in Artist Alley, which we're going to expand upon in an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff about what's going on in Artist Alley.
Yes.
We have some definite opinions and theories, and we're going to share those with you guys.
And you know,
maybe
this,
next week.
This is going to be a point counterpoint to it's not cosplay that's killing Artist Alley. Here, I'm going to tease it, and I'm going to be bold and say it's artists killing Artist Alley.
And there's quotes around that word artists.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, in some cases.
We'll explore that more later.
Okay.
Because you're going to be bouncing soon.
Yes, and we want to hear your thoughts, though. If you're at the con, first of all, swing by booth 127 around the block, literally sandwiched between two signs that say we're here, but we're not.
Still got lots of exclusives.
Still got some exclusives, good stuff.
Check them out, yep.
You know what? Why not call in?
425-920-6050.
And share your thoughts.
Yeah, you may hear yourself on a future New York Comic Con segment
and
or future episode
of
Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wow, that would be a trick.
But if someone calls in and has a question about the con, we'll answer it during the next segment.
Totally.
Why not?
Yeah.
We can do it.
And check out the exclusive Yoda review.
That's right, Yoda review.
That is already in your feed, you may have already listened to it. And then, of course, swing by JediTempleArchives.com and check out their in-depth analysis. Thank you, Hasbro.
Thank you, Hasbro.
You know, and we also want to say we're trying to get some peeps to talk with us, to do some interviews. You know, we talked to our buddy Dave Peterson down in Artist Alley.
Right.
Dave Peterson would love nothing better than to sit and chat with us on the show for 20 minutes, a half hour.
You guys have a question? He would
love to do it, except he's 45 minutes in the other direction. So he would literally have to take 45 minutes to walk to where we are. Or we'd have to take a remote to where he is, which isn't what he wants to do. He wants to, you know, be able to talk to all of us. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And with the place being as busy as it is, and crazy busy at that, you know, it's difficult, but we are trying. We did have, do we scapegoat? Do we have John Paul Kaiser at some point yesterday? Did
nope,
I miss?
I don't remember that.
I thought we did.
I don't think
point.
That happens.
I believe I hallucinated a conversation with John Paul Kaiser.
You could have.
But we are trying. We are going to continue to try to get that done for you guys. And yes, so stay tuned for the next segment. We'll be back with more coverage of the 2014 New York Comic Con.
That's